Who done it?
That's who done it.
Hey, George. What's his name? George Levitt. Love it. Whatever. Love it.
Who done it on the beat, y'all?
Who done it on the beat?
That these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Y'all get it?
They just gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad.
Gon' be mad at us.
Okay. Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And it's me, your girl, Queen T, no other than aka Tiana Numb Basic, and I'm here with
LG in the house.
And yes, y'all know we always in the house. I like how you changed that up a little
bit. I have to change it up.
They gonna steal it again. It's cool.
It's okay.
We don't need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and
pay attention.
Because Kanye West apparently has snatched the phone from one of the
TMZ. Her name was Michelle, I believe.
Okay.
Michelle. And he was going to pay her twice what she's getting from TMZ.
Well, he snatched her phone and... He was damn near daring the police to arrest him for snatching.
And the police wasn't even trying to hear that shit.
But the reason was that the TMZ worker asked his wife, Bianca, if she had free will.
No. That's weird.
That's a weird question, though. Why would you ask somebody wife?
No, Bianca, honestly, is this YouTube family I follow called the Kings?
Bianca, whatever. His new wife?
No. There is a YouTube page that I follow that are related to the major person is related to my daughter-in-law, but go ahead.
What the fuck they got to do with Kanye?
No, but it was Bianca. It sounded good.
Oh, okay. So Bianca is Kanye West's new wife. And a TMZ worker came up to her and asked her.
No, it came up to Kanye.
Oh, she came up to Kanye and asked
Miss
Kanye.
Miss Michelle.
Yeah, she came up to Kanye and asked him, did his wife have free will, though? What is that supposed to mean? Like,
wife have free will?
Ain't she in America where the land of the free? But anyways, he went out. You don't always
have free will in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. They act like you do, but you really don't. But go ahead.
Well, Kanye took her phone, and he went off on her about the question about his wife having free will.
Said, if I can't ask you questions, then why can't you ask me questions?
Yeah, that's what he said. And he said, verbatim, he said, you gonna ask a superhero that?
Superhero.
I don't know who Kanye is
saving.
Though, is he saving Bianca? Like, who is he saving?
No, he's saving the world.
From what? From
the lies.
From the lies of Hollywood. I'm with him on that because he has been one to call out Hollywood and Hollywood.
Well, demonic, he got in trouble because he said it.
Every time he called him out, though, Gina, they want to make him feel like he cannot say
that the Jewish people are the ones behind Hollywood.
Well, that's what he said. Why can't he say it? Well, Jews
are not completely the ones behind Hollywood.
How they not? They running this shit.
They got the money behind it. They're not the ones who run it.
How you figure? If they got the money behind Hollywood, how they not running it?
Just running the financial part. That does not make... That's not the same thing. They choose people who they feel like they're going to make money from. Yes. And they don't run the Hollywood. They run the Hollywood financially, but they don't run the Hollywood, the bigger You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I don't understand what you're
saying. They
don't. They got all the money behind Hollywood, demonic Hollywood. How they not running it?
Well, how about they? Because
they the money
ain't everything.
Money does rule the world. Money is not everything.
Yeah, it does seem to. No, you know, because you can have power without having money.
Where?
Everywhere.
How you figure?
Everywhere. Because if you have.
And it's real world without having money.
Okay, I'm just saying, okay. If like, say you got governmental contracts and governmental, what do you call it? Contacts, backing. You don't necessarily have money for that. You have that connection, right? You have the connection to that, these government entities. And so you don't necessarily need money to control it.
But you
backing
politicians. And you also a Hollywood industry mover and maker.
Well, most people that have money have power. Let's say
okay.
The majority of people. The majority of
people that's putting all their money into Hollywood.
Yes.
In demonic Hollywood, they do got the power. Look how they try to cancel this man.
Well, did they?
Yeah, I mean, like he told, oh girl, if you don't think these people got all the power, how was he not able to see his kids when he's never done nothing wrong to his kids?
Well, that is
when
true.
When he's never done nothing wrong to his
that
wife.
That is true. I can't even control where my kids go to school at. That's what he said.
Exactly. He has no say-so of where they go to school. He has no say-so of when he can see his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
And nobody was talking about that. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Nobody
that's why he took her phone.
Talking about that.
Like, why you fucking assaulting me? Why you asking
me about my wife? Like, that's dumb. Do she got free will? She can leave him just like the fuck Kim left
right?
his ass. She can leave him like yesterday. Like, any bitch can leave their husband any day of the week. And nobody can do nothing about it.
Nobody.
So, how the fuck do she not have free will? That's weird to me.
Right?
That was a weird-ass question.
And that's what he felt like. So, obviously,
I didn't
that's
like
what...
it. I didn't like it. I'm with Kanye.
So
but
lucky.
What he said was funny. How you gonna ask a superhero a question like that?
But he's a superhero.
He's a superhero.
I'm saving all these bitches.
I'm Yeezy.
I'm a Captain Saberho.
I'm
a Captain Saberho Yeezy. Yeezy Captain Saver
Hole. He
saves
all the
hoes. He saves them all.
He
saved Kim Kardashian, didn't he not?
No, everybody still consider her a hoe. But anyway, I'm just saying, he didn't save her from shit. I don't know how he's controlling anybody.
I was saying, he's Captain Saver Hole.
It's just really weird to me.
Because he said he's a superhero, I say he's Captain Saver Hole.
Okay, I would not.
I'm just saying.
If that's what his platform is, now he's saving bitches. Ooh, I swoop in like a plane in a jet. And I save all the bitches.
All the hoes.
All the hoes.
All the hoes.
And what they call me? Captain Save-A-Hole. That's why he right
there. That's what his superhero is.
His superhero persona is Captain Save-A-Hole.
Well, I don't know. Bianca's a hoe, but yeah, he probably saved
that bitch been
too.
Walking around butt ass all naked in public, so she can't be.
Is she a model or something? I don't know who Bianca is.
I don't know what she is. I think she's some type of model. She used to be a model or
okay.
whatever. Now she's just kind of.
Okay, so he gonna have babies by her right now.
Is he? I don't know. Surrogacy,
like, you know, Kim had surrogacy. Maybe she didn't want to have no more kids. Well, she claimed her body was fucked up.
Yeah,
but really,
she
just didn't want to have no more kids. Let's be real here.
If you rich enough to get a surrogate. I'm not against that. I'm not against it. Are you against surrogacy?
No, I'm not going to get surrogacy. But at the same time, I'm going to have the babies that come out of my body. I tell us how I'm against abortion, but we're not going to talk about that.
Well, let's talk about baby mama.
Right now.
Blueface, he is also another celebrity that recently got locked up or suspended sentence for snatching somebody's phone. A fan's phone.
I know,
phone
right? Like, he didn't
keep
the phone.
That was trying to record
so
him
is that robbery?
During another altercation. So, during an altercation with one of his friends, Blueface had allegedly snatched somebody's phone.
No, his entourage.
Yeah.
Entourage.
So it was an altercation with
was
his entourage.
Fighting against this woman who said,
and
fuck
her man,
Blueface.
Right? And her man. Yeah.
No, no, I don't know about a man, but I know for sure she said, fuck. Well, I know from the reportedly,
mm-hmm.
she said, fuck Blueface. I'm focusing on you, talking about, what's her, Krishan? What's her name?
Krishan Rock. Yeah.
Krishan Rock. And she
said, that's Blueface's baby's
yes,
mama.
Baby yeah. mama. And she said, I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm just making this shit up right now. I'm doing this shit. But she said that,
yeah, this is according to XSLMag.com.
Yeah, she was only interested in Krishan. And she said that Blueface attacked her.
Now she's saying that.
That's what that. No, if originally it was his
then
entourage.
Then he just took the phone, right?
No, originally it was he took the phone and his entourage, you know, had an altercation with her. But later on, it's coming to find out that he actually kicked her and punched her.
Well, now she's saying that. But were they in Vegas?
Know.
Were they in Las Vegas when this happened?
Well, you know, they got cameras everywhere in Vegas.
Everywhere.
So.
Where's the footage is? That's all
I don't
saying.
Know. They're
because
not
originally,
releasing it.
No, they did release the footage of him taking her phone. They released
it. That's
that.
It, though. That's all that.
They didn't release no footage of him kicking this woman. That footage.
But they claimed that.
No, she claimed.
No, no. Where's
because,
that?
No, if it was true. He would have been convicted of that.
No.
He was only charged with robbery.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, he wasn't.
How is it robbery, though? I don't understand
because he
how
took
that
her
works.
Phone from stop her from recording the fight between
but how is
his
that
entourage
robbery?
And her people.
How is that robbery? Explain to me.
He got
robbery
her
is when you
back.
Take some, when you stronghold from, take some from somebody and you go off with it and you try to sell it.
And you never give it back.
Yeah, you
never give it back. That's robbery. But after the altercation, Blueface gave her her phone back. He just did not want to be filmed during this altercation with his entourage and her people.
But apparently the altercation was between the entourage and her.
Yeah, but it wasn't her. It was her people.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
but
that was on the footage. The
no,
footage
but the article says that
the article
she
from
came up to
XXL.com. Yeah, XXLmagazine.com.
Well,
let me say it right.
This woman, we don't know her name.
XXLMag.com magazine.
Well,
that's
this woman,
XXL magazine.
This woman in which we don't know her name, of which whom we don't know
her name. Has been redacted. Yeah.
She says that
it is
she
true. Why
came
you
up
your
to Krishan Rock. And try to congratulate her on her pregnancy. She asked them originally. This is allegedly. She
the fan.
Asked them.
Yeah, the fan.
The fan. Because she record them.
Mm.
And
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She asked. And they said no.
Allegedly. I don't know if they said no or not.
Yeah. Why would they agree to that when they entourage is into it with the people that she came with? That don't make sense. Why would you say yes?
I don't know. I was just reporting what was on this.
What she said happened, basically.
No, I just know what they said happened on
XSLMag.com.
That's what I'm reporting. Yeah. I don't know what.
But I actually don't think that this story has anything to do with why he went to jail for a suspended sentence of 2 to 5 years. This is a whole nother story.
I told you he wasn't going to spend no time in jail, though.
Yes, but obviously, he currently has a warrant against him for another case. But anyways, him and this Krishan girl.
Oh, yeah, he was out on bond, a $50,000 bond. Yeah,
well,
he was out on bond.
Well, his baby's mama, Krishan Rock of the Baddies, on Zeus Network.
The
if you guys haven't seen it, it's on Zeus
okay,
Network.
So they changed Bad Girls Club into the Baddies. Okay.
Yes. Thanks to Natalie Nunn. She saw that there was a niche for toxicity and people love it. You know.
Everybody loves toxicity.
Everybody loves it. And she saw that there was something missing and she wanted to create this show. Along with Ray J and Princess Love.
Ray J, though.
Yeah, they're all executive producers.
Who's
on the
Princess
show.
Love?
His wife that he also is
okay,
known
so
for having a toxic relationship on Love and Hip Hop.
Who's Princess? No, he's.
That's
Ray
J's wife.
Ray J's wife, okay.
Wife.
Okay.
All right, she's. Her and Ray J are known for having a toxic relationship, but they
what
might
else?
Be having a new baby. Okay, this would be their fourth child. They haven't broken up yet.
That's why I think all this shit is fake. It's fake. It's fake, y'all.
Oh,
it's
not of course real. It's fake.
It's
but,
all
on
TV. It's TV. It's publicity.
The beef is fake, but the fights are probably real.
Some of them. I don't think all
most
the
of them, not all of them, but that
you
fight.
You think most of the fights is real?
That fight between, what's her name? What's her name?
Taseki
and that.
Krishan's friend?
Yeah, that
because
was,
that happened out of camera.
It was probably fake.
It was
originally.
Never supposed to be filmed. They thought the camera was done. Production was shutting down for the day. They were at a club, and Krishan and her sister had performed
that
night.
I ain't seen
night.
No club. I saw some bitch getting fucked up and thrown over this fucking...
That was later on when they got back to the house. Okay, so before the fight happened with Krishan and her sister's... I mean, well, Krishan's friend and her sister, Taseki.
Taseki, yes. I like the name Taseki. Where's she coming up with that
If it's Taseki, Taseki, or I think it's Taseki.
No, it's Taseki.
It's
Taseki.
Is it for Taseki?
Watch those videos you sent me.
Okay, but a lot of people get her name wrong. Some people call her Tasuki, Taseki, and all kind of shit.
What is T?
But I think it's Taseki.
Yeah, Taseki. I think that's original.
T-E-S-E-H-K-I. Taseki.
Taseki.
Taseki. So... Taseki is Krishan's older sister, and she just came on the baddies this season 4.
Hey,
and guess what? Her sister didn't even want her to be on the show. That's what's crazy. She was already having some type of animosity about her sister coming on to the show.
I would never do that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
My sister,
talented.
My sister.
Let us both eat.
That's my
Let's
sister.
Eat. Yes, that's my best friend.
We need to.
That's
my
best
sister.
Friend.
That's my best friend.
That's my best
we
friend.
We need to make a song.
Yes. Okay. My sister, my best friend.
That's my sister. That's my best friend.
Okay. Because that's true. I don't understand they beef. But the beef is that a lot of people believe, majority of the people that follow the baddies, they believe that Krishan Rock is jealous of her sister Taseki.
Oh, yeah. I saw something I was looking up.
But Taseki is majorly talented. She's like, probably, I hate to say it, but she looked better than her. That's on period. That's on God.
I don't even know how to make that shit up.
On God. But she's majorly talented.
No, I think they're both beautiful.
And they're both very talented. But that girl didn't put a whole tattoo of this boy face on her face.
Oh, God. She
ruined her beautiful face.
It was okay when she had him on her neck right
here.
She
covered the one up on her neck, Krishan. Mm. She got a tattoo of this of her baby's daddy. Oh, my God.
I got a tattoo of my baby daddy. And you got a tattoo. Well, not baby daddy. There are husbands. There are husbands.
She put this boy face on her neck.
But we got a tattoo of our baby daddies or our husbands. On our fingers.
Initials. Yeah.
On our fingers.
Yours says Mrs. Hill. Mine says my husband initials.
Yeah.
But this girl.
But they're on our fingers on the inside of our fingers
but,
on top of that.
We actually married also. But that's this true. Girl, she got a tattoo of him on her neck.
No, I would not.
That's what she did first. A whole portrait of him on her neck.
And then she put it on her face.
And then, she covered up the neck tattoo when they fell out.
She
and then he gets locked
face.
Up for Yeah, it's crazy. He gets
I'm sorry.
So Blueface gets locked up for this robbery, apparently, of him taking the phone of the fan phone.
Hey, Tiana, go ahead. I got a question. Mm-hmm. What does this music sound like? What's this music?
Well, why would she put this thing?
I really
face
not
on?
Understand it.
But she already got the tattoo covered up on her neck. Why
and then why
put,
would you like
Blueface face on her face?
Okay, but
on
why?
Her whole fucking side of her face though.
I would not. So I got my husband. Mm. Okay, so you can't see it. So this is like my ring
inside
finger.
Inside of your finger, right?
My left ring finger, and
you honor
on
him.
The inside it says Mrs. Hill.
Then you got the infinity sign on the outside of your
On the outside, because we're going to be together forever.
Forever.
Because you can't get rid of me,
forever.
Nigga.
But I think that's her same ideology as when she was going to put this nigga.
No, I don't have to
But she
that.
Started off with the face of his face on her neck.
Okay, that was cool. Though.
But she got
why
that covered
put
up.
On the outside of your face.
She got that covered up. She got
okay,
that
so
that
the nigga on your nerves and you covered it up. So what you going to do? No. Cover up this
I
shit right here?
Mental things, like.
she yeah, mentally decided. So. Okay, so
Tawana, right?
Yeah. We got Miss Queen Tawana on the mic, and she thinks that Krishan put that face on her face, like, cause she got a mental issue. I don't know if this girl got a mental issue.
I don't know.
But obviously she does. Like, okay, who the fuck gets they sister jump?
Okay, so I just want to point out that...
It wasn't for the camera, though. It was off camera, y'all.
Yeah.
She got her sister jump off camera. And then she want to say that she got her sister jump because her sister threatened her.
Oh, whatever.
Her sister was going to smack her while she's pregnant. But I just want to
say that...
That's what she said. That was her excuse. Bitch, that wasn't your excuse. Your excuse was you got some minions... And you knew they would do whatever you said to fucking get your sister jumped. That something you could never do. Something you could never do. She can't beat her sister up. So she got her jumped.
I would say she off camera. Definitely jealous of her sister.
It had nothing to do with the baddies show, though. Mm-hmm. That shit was personal.
But I want to say, I want to point out that when we were growing up, I had a...
You don't want to say it. Don't say it.
Had an issue.
Don't say it. Don't say
I
it.
Had an issue because
not everybody with me, was though. Talking about with everybody. No, else. It went with me though.
No, it low key was for about you.
It was. But, it had nothing to do with me though.
No, but low key it was you. It was like everybody was like, Gianna's so pretty, and Sister Tisha was like, Sister Tisha is like this woman from our church that we used to go to. And she's like, oh, man, Tiana's so pretty. I want to be her mommy. And I want to take custody of her. And I want her to be my daughter.
We church girls, y'all.
We church girls.
Whatever.
Well, before. Not now. I'm not a church girl. That shit right there with Sister Tish wanting my sister to be her child did something to me. Anyway,
oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yes, it did. It changed. Like, why would you say that shit to a child in front of a child that you knew was a part of your church? Why would you say that her sister's so beautiful and you okay?
She wanted to adopt me.
Yeah, she wanted to adopt you, and you're okay. You're okay. You're a beautiful girl. You're smart, but I want to adopt your sister.
That is weird. That is
That's
weird.
What happened in real life.
That's weird to me. That's
and
weird.
So, how am I supposed to feel? How
weird.
Am I supposed to feel?
Yeah. Weird. Like, it was exactly. It was a weird situation. It was weird. I don't ever get that because, you know, my sister is highly intelligent and beautiful at the same time.
But that's
time.
I always say, oh, Tiana, you're so beautiful. And then Gina,
my
you're
best friend,
so smart.
My sister. Okay. My sister
best friend.
It's also my mentor.
And that, it's amazing that we are
like,
still
I'm glad
so
I got
close
a mentor
now.
Like, but you've always been my mentor. Like I was trying to tell you earlier, I will never let nobody talk down on my sister. And I'll be damned if I have some motherfucker jumps my sister. That's crazy.
Right, because we fighting together, we did that shit though.
Hey,
we did that shit in real life.
When try to jump you, who you call? You called your sister.
I don't have to.
Your little sister.
I didn't have to because my sister was already there.
I'm already there.
She was
I'm already there, honey. I'm never gonna do no shit like that. That's crazy. But so Krishan came on to the baddies, and she's been on the baddies since the third season.
Yeah,
and. Her sister came out on this last season, which is the fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think she like, the public is saying that she has mad jealousy for her sister. Krishan has mad jealousy for Tiseki.
I used to have mad jealousy for you because everybody said
crazy.
You were pretty.
That's crazy.
And they said,
but
oh,
you
yeah, Jimmy, you're smart.
But you real pretty, too. That's what's crazy.
But
a lot of people have always told me that like,
yes.
They never met, like, two sisters, and both of them is really beautiful like
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we are beautiful.
You know, and majorly talented.
Beautiful.
You know, but her sister, I'm not going to lie, Krishan and Tiseki, to me, they're both majorly talented.
Mm-hmm.
But Krishan do look better than... Krishan, not... No. No,
no, I
I'm
think
wrong.
That Tiseki
look way better than Krishan.
Music is better. I'm not talking
better.
About looks.
I mean, but that's I could see why she's jealous. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I can see why she just... And she didn't even want her sister on the show. She didn't even want her sister on the show.
You did that to your sister.
She didn't want her sister to get no shine, honey.
No. No shine. That it hadn't...
She didn't want her on the show. She told Natalie Nunn that she didn't want her sister on the show.
Well, she did that shit for views.
That's weird, dog.
Views.
You think that, she said that for views? She did that
for views.
Like, I'm going to have some bitches jump my sister. That wasn't for views. Because it was off camera. Why would it
not be views?
It was off camera. Gina, the production was shutting down for the night.
But they still, even
and
off
she
camera.
Had these bitches jump her sister after production was gone.
Even off camera.
That's
still
bullshit.
She's going to get clout.
That's bullshit. You right.
They do anything for clout.
You said she did it right. For clout.
They do anything for clout.
But you ain't going to use me for clout. That's crazy. You're not going to use me for clout. Y'all sisters, though. At the end of the day, I was like, girl, I'll be your sister. I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. When I seen the episode, I said, fuck that bitch. Chrisean, you done got your sister jumped on some bullshit.
You would never did
bitch,
that shit to
I
me.
I would never do that shit to
never
my
do
sister.
That shit to me. And I would
none
never
of
do
my
that
sister.
Shit for you.
And
you.
I only got one blood sister, but I got two sisters by law. They're
yes.
my sisters
not
for life.
Not law, but
for life.
Wait, Tawana is your sister by law, but Rena is our sister.
Period. You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. I would never have my sister jumped by nobody.
Never.
By nobody. But she...
I'm jumping in. That's what I'm going to be.
That part, oh, you touch my sister, I'm going to touch you in your soul.
Exactly.
But this is what Chrisean did to her sister. She had her little bony ass
and
friends
I don't care
jump
about
sister.
What the production crew said.
Right.
Why did you
right.
do that to
exactly.
your sister?
I don't
why
care
did you
about
do that to your sister?
And then even if you didn't want your sister to be on the show, you should have never said that shit live.
Mm-mm, never.
Live on camera? Are you serious? Are you
never, but that, I would always
that's what you're doing with your life? But what I'm saying is she had her sister jump off camera. It had nothing to do with the show. It wasn't part of production. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew it was coming. But when her sister got jumped, her sister was like, let me fight these bitches
well,
101.
Fuck them bitches.
101.
Yep.
She asked to fight them bitches.
It was like Tiana when she was pregnant with Daisy and Nitra and her cousins.
Oh, God.
Try to jump Tiana and Tiana
yeah,
was
I
like,
did.
Oh,
I
pow!
I fought
pow,
pregnant.
Pow! I remember that shit.
Yeah, I fought pregnant. I ain't gonna lie. But I was a child. I'm a grown ass woman now. That shit happened when I was a child. But this shit, these bitches is grown. Like, mm-hmm. I can't understand the logic behind it, behind getting your sister jumped or none of that. That's
I would not. I would not.
Would you get your brothers jumped? I know you ain't got no real blood
never.
Sisters.
Never.
Like,
never, right?
Tawana, come on now. That's disgusting.
That's way disgusting.
And like, the public is now saying that she's always had, like, a jealousy towards her older sister, Tiseki.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she did it.
That's what the last...
And I think she did it because she was mad because Tiseki kept saying, bitch, if you wasn't pregnant, I'll beat your ass right now. Yep. She told her, if
how
you wasn't pregnant...
Oh, well, she about to
she
have
told
baby,
Chrisean.
Right?
She told Chrisean, if you wasn't pregnant, I would beat your ass right now. I would smack the shit out of you. That's what she said.
What?
Yeah. She said... She's gonna smack me and I'm pregnant.
No,
that's why I had her jump. No, she said if you wasn't, she wasn't gonna do that. That's you're making up a negative narrative about your sister, first of all. And then you're also having your sister jump at the same time. The narrative is not right, and also the reason that you had your sister jump is not even a valid reason.
Wow.
You sound crazy. I can't. Like her sister said, bitch, you lying. You look like you lying.
You look.
And you look just like you lie. That bitch was lying. But I just can't get jiggy with that shit, though. I don't understand why she would do that. Like, who would do that to their own blood sister?
I would not.
Like, during the rest of the show...
I'm looking at you in the face-to-face. I would not.
Like, during the rest of the show, Chrisean bowed out after the incident because how could you not?
Mm-hmm.
Her friend got beat up real bad.
Damn.
One of the girls that jumped her sister... that her sister fought Tiseki, 101...
Like,
with, yeah, according to Zeus
jumped
Network,
over the
we saw, everybody saw
barrier, and like, yeah. Why not, bitch, you ain't fucking
her sister beat the brakes off of that girl that jumped her. And so the other girl that jumped her was going to do a one-on-one with Tsiseki. And Mariah Lynn came out of nowhere. Mariah Lynn from Love & Hip Hop. Yes, Love & Hip Hop New York. She used to mess with Rich Dollaz. But Mariah Lynn, she's a real little bitty-ass chick. Hispanic and white. And she came out of nowhere and just hit that light-skinned girl in the face. Like, if you going to jump her, we going to jump you.
What, Hispanic and American? Because Hispanic and white is a misnomer.
No, YT.
No, Hispanic and YT is a misnomer. Because Hispanic people can be white. So, yeah, it's a misnomer. So,
but yes. Make me understand that. I don't understand.
That is saying that people who are Hispanic can be white. People who are Hispanic can be black. People who are Hispanic can be Asian.
Okay. How can people that are Hispanic be white? Explain it.
Why would they
YT?
Not be?
YT.
YT, definitely. How would they
Explain
not be?
It. Explain it.
How would they not be, though? Because they can be Spaniard. They can be mixed with...
Spaniard from Spain, not South America.
And that's white. YTE.
Really? Because I don't think Spain people call themselves YT Caucasians.
I don't know, but no, I never had an issue with Spaniards.
Yeah, I never talked to Spaniards. American people call themselves, call other
white people. But I'm just saying that YT people, YT people and Hispanics are different. They're Hispanics, they can be black, Asian, whatever, but they're not necessarily YT.
There you go, Ty. Right. YT people is YT people.
Yeah. They're usually from the UK, Ireland, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. YT people.
They're usually
from UK. Europe or
they're usually from the UK.
Or Ireland or Scotland. YT people are usually descended from Ireland, Scotland.
Ya te vayas, boy.
Really?
Luego.
You want to wait till we record, because he ain't been in here.
Okay, boy, I'm going to get you some oatmeal, okay?
We're going to give Ty his own segment.
Ya te vayas.
Because this happens every time. He waits till we record, okay, and then you going to come in and talk Spanish.
You already ate oatmeal.
Ain't nobody talking Spanish right now, but Ty want to come in here and talk Spanish every time we record.
Ya te comí oatmeal. Porque necesita más oatmeal.
No.
What do you need? Okay, why do you need oatmeal?
Because I don't know.
You just ate oatmeal. So look, if you give me a minute, I'll get you some oatmeal, okay?
But from what I saw on Zeus Network, okay. I feel like
I'll get you some oatmeal in a second, okay?
Getting jumped was totally out of line. It's crazy. But after her sister got jumped and beat up her friend, she left the show.
Mm.
She says she's out of here. I think the narrative...
Tsiseki is no longer on the best...
And the toxicity was also too bad.
Oh, that's always...
Yeah, it was too bad.
So, Tsiseki is no longer on the best...
No.
Tsiseki
is still there. Krishan left because... She was scared of that narrative of her having
No,
her
she
sister
left
jump.
When she was pregnant.
Bullshit.
Whatever.
Nobody was going to touch that girl while she was pregnant.
But
she left because
she could still get hurt.
Because of the negative press behind her jumping her sister. Keep it real.
Where's the bowl?
That's why she left. She left behind that negative press of her jumping her sister. It was too negative. Like, online, people had already knew because, it was not part of the show. It was off production where she had her sister jump, and too many people recorded it. The argument and her having her sister jump, and that's why she left the show. Mm-hmm. And that's real tea. But let's talk about Strange World.
She left the show because she's about to have a baby.
Bullshit. She left that show because she had her sister 100%. Jump, and she did not want to be associated with that negative press that she surrounded herself with by having her sister jump. What do you think, Tawana? What do you think?
Tawana,
she left the show because she was pregnant.
And she's about to have a baby.
Or behind the negative press. Because she left the show right behind the jumping. And her sister beating that other girl up. One of the girls that in her crew, in her entourage, that try to fight her sister. That she sicked on her sister. Because they said these girls, they like, when Krishan say jump, they jump. Period. And then they shows up to the fight wearing matching outfits.
I know. I saw that.
That's weird.
Hooters.
Who gonna wear matching outfits?
I don't know.
To fight somebody.
So.
It's really
Krishan's.
Weird. Y'all look like some major peons.
It was Krishan's. It was Krishan's girls who came.
In the matching outfits. Yeah. Krishan's girls that tried to jump her sister. One of them was dark skinned and one of them was light skinned.
That was all the production crew shit. You know that.
You think?
Yes, I'm 100%.
You think the production crew had something to do with it?
Production crew, yes.
With the jumping?
No, with the...
The matching outfit.
Yeah.
I feel that. I understand that. Maybe the production crew did have something to do with the matching outfits. But it was strange. But speaking of strange world, a jet crashed over Michigan Air Show, honey. This is why it's strange, because the pilot and the passenger parachuted out of the jet before it crashed. And it created a massive explosion, which was really weird to me. I'm like, the pilot crashed. He crashed, but before they crashed, he jumps out of... Yeah, that's sound effects from Fox 2 News
that recorded
the jet crashing. Yeah, this is your story. What's crazy about that jet?
Okay, so it's amazing that they landed in the field, but I guess they have to, what do you call it?
What you talking about? It's amazing that the jet landed in the field?
Yeah, they didn't kill nobody.
The jet, I mean, he aimed the jet towards where it wouldn't hurt nobody before he jumped.
Okay, that sounds good.
Before he parachuted out.
That sounds good, but
that's what happened. I mean, you saw it.
That sounds good, but yes, I saw it on...
on Fox 2 News.
But at the same time, there are lots of instances where they have these shows, these air shows, and a lot of people die.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So there was one on the World War II?
Air show.
And the two World War II airplanes crashed into each other and killed 6 people.
Wow.
What
year did that happen?
I forget, but it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. That's what's really crazy.
Yeah. So basically, that's what I'm saying.
So, but in this incident, they're saying that the pilot was having conflicts with the passenger who was telling
Not the passenger, the, what do you call it? I don't know.
It says it right here. It says that...
No, the co-pilot is the one who ejected. Like, he pressed the button and they ejected.
The co-pilot is saying that he did not want to eject.
No, the pilot is saying he didn't want to eject. The co-pilot is the one who chose to eject.
Oh, okay. Yes. So the pilot didn't want to eject and the co-pilot set the button to eject?
Yes, for both of them.
For both of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the co-pilot could do that.
Yeah, of course.
So the co-pilot can control what the pilot is doing?
Yes. Have you never seen...
I know.
Well, if you have to watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. And you have to watch a lot of, fictional TV. And you know that... Not only the pilot has the option to eject, for both of them, the co-pilot does as well.
Well, according to Detroit Free Press, they said the pilot of the Russian-made fighter jet that mm-hmm. crashed earlier this month
mm-hmm.
during the Thunder Over Michigan Air Show in Bellevue was trying to land the plane while the backseater allegedly... Are mm-hmm. alleged to investigate. He likely pulled the ejection handle
yes.
for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
On a preliminary,
investigation.
The report suggests that moments before the jet hit the ground during the Yankee Air Museum's annual event. This happens annually, you guys.
Yes.
The pilot in the back seat who were racing against the clock in a plummeting plane. So the plane was going to crash anyway.
Yeah. Guys.
They had different views about what to do. Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah, this is according to Detroit Free Press. But once they did eject, blasting out of the aircraft and puncturing back to, or plummeting back to Earth. I think that's what they meant. They said puncturing.
Thank God.
They said puncturing back to Earth. But I think they meant plummeting back to Earth.
Plummeting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the right wording in this article. But they said
plummeting makes way more sense.
Puncturing back to Earth.
Plummeting.
I said plummeting back to Earth. The jet's fate was sealed. The jet fate was already sealed. They was going to crash regardless if they ejected or not. But
there was an old plane. It was the Russian. It was I'm not trying to be funny, but I read an article maybe a year ago about the Russian army and how Ukraine was able to what do you call it? They were able to fuck them up. Let's do that.
Fuck up the Russian army.
Yeah, because their equipment was out of date.
And
fact that this Russian aircraft that they were using, it makes sense that it crashed.
Because it was trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trash bag plane.
It was a trash bag plane.
Maybe they should have did a lot more test flights before they did the air show. Because it seems to me like they didn't do enough test flights to prevent this aerial phenomenon.
Mm.
Aerial phenomena. Like, they didn't do enough investigation to prevent this aircraft from crashing. They didn't.
Well, how would they?
By doing test flights. That's how.
Well, why would they do test flights on a...
I was in the military. You do a lot of test flights.
Well, it was just an air show, so why would they do test flights?
Because it was an old plane that hadn't been used in years. That's
ridiculous. Well, obviously, Russian planes suck. I'm going to just say in a plain words that the Russian plane sucks ass. Yes. That explains why they're losing against the motherfucking regular ass workers of Ukraine who are fighting them. So, yeah.
Well, let's move on. Also, there will be a solar eclipse.
Yes, the solar eclipse. I can't wait to the solar eclipse.
The solar eclipse, according to Fox 59, will happen on April 8th. This year, you guys.
I got my calendar already to give me a
alarm setting.
Yes,
I feel you, because I would like to see that eclipse. You know, you can miss it because they happen really fast, you guys. But the solar eclipse that's set to happen on April 8th, it's going to happen for the first time in 810 years, right?
No, it's like every solar eclipse is not the same as the last one. And that explains why people who saw the solar eclipse in ancient times were like, oh my God, this is death to the people. I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know.
They did believe that. They also believed that it was like majorly significant to the end of the world.
I believe that people were sacrificed on that day, especially in Middle America
and the Mayan culture.
What do you call it? During that time. Sacrifice. Yeah,
but this is happening 810 years in the making. This solar eclipse will hit on April 8th. And if you guys are out there, look up, because you might see some spectacular.
You don't even have to be out there, because you're gonna notice it. There's no way you can miss a solar eclipse. No way.
You won't miss it. I think it's going to be a remarkable situation.
Yes, and I cannot wait.
But speaking,
I cannot wait.
Speaking on our next segment, Lying Like You Look, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion
play the song.
Currently
You're lying like you look, and you look just like you lie.
What you doing?
You're lying like you look.
Hey.
Don't play a song.
Nah, but I'm quiet. I'm quiet.
Why?
Because, you know,
you look just like you lie.
Okay, so we know people be lying like they look. So Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion are claiming that they have a frenemy beef.
Right?
Okay, that's crazy. I don't even understand it. And I think it's basically to promote their new songs.
That's what I think.
So according to the Nicki Minaj beef with Megan Thee Stallion, that Megan has apparently put out some type of diss track on Nicki. Mm-hmm. And you can find this article or anywhere on the web, but we found this article on usmagazine.com. Yes, that's US, U.S. in uniform, S is in Sam, magazine.com. So Megan Thee Stallion has apparently put out a diss track about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And when she said,
just so you're going to pay for it.
She said that it's not her law, it's Megan's law. Whatever. I don't know what Megan's law is. I think it has something to do with sexual assault.
You can look it up.
No. My daughter taught me it has something to do with sexual assault.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You can Google that shit. But Megan put out this song.
Or just being assaulted in general.
Yeah. You know, Megan put out
this song. Because she knows she got shot in her foot.
In her foot from domestic violence, right?
Oh, really? You gotta not see my son run around here.
He's trying to find something.
Oh, wait. I just put his clothes in the dryer.
Well, I think this beef between Megan and Nicki Minaj is fake.
I do, too.
So, Megan put it, oh god, I don't even know what's going on back there. But Megan put out a diss track on Nicki, saying that it's not her law, it's Megan's law. And then Nicki responded with a diss track towards Megan. I don't know all the particulars behind either one because I haven't heard either song. Because I think this shit is fake. It's fake. I think it's just another way for them to make money. These bitches is gonna put out songs next year together, and then everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, they made up, like, y'all fake. Just like the baddie show, I think the baddie show is fake, but I think that fight with Krishan's sister and them two girls was real. Them girls that Krishan had jump her sister, that shit, that was real. She lumped that bitch face. The chick had a big ass lump on her head. I can't recall the name of Krishan's friend, but the dark skinned one, she had a big ass lump on her head, and she was bloodied up after Krishan got, you know, her sister got finished with that girl. But this beat, that shit's fake as hell. I don't think if these bitches seen each other in the street, they wouldn't even square up. Period. It's all fake. I don't like it. I don't like the fake beef. I don't like none of the fake shit that happens on the baddies. Cause, you know, I really don't watch that show. I just got into it basically off of the Krishan and Taseki beef. Mm-hmm. But also lying like you look. So there's a new video surfacing about Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jackson, honey.
Wow, I love that shit.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson apparently had an interview with Oprah years ago, and to where he basically ignored the question that she was asking him. And let's play that. Let's play it. So while Oprah is asking Michael questions about some bullshit that he don't want to talk about,
right?
He starts bebopping and doing his shit, and it sounds like a fucking.
So it's like, you ain't gonna believe whatever I say, whatever.
Hold on, hold on.
And that look on Oprah's face, though.
Yeah, the look on Oprah's face. Y'all got to go look this shit up, and I'll tell y'all where y'all can find it. So, Oprah did an interview with Michael years ago. And it's resurfacing because of what went on with Taraji and Oprah in the Color Purple film. Because, you know, Taraji was talking about how she didn't get paid. But y'all can go find this interview that she
How she didn't get paid as much as she's worth.
Yeah. It's called...
She got paid, but she didn't get paid as much as she's worth.
As much as she's worth, yeah. It happens to a lot of black actors in Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's what she was
if
saying.
If y'all didn't know, now y'all know.
And that's what...
We're underpaid everywhere. Every industry that we work in. Women are underpaid, period.
Most black women. Let's say that. Yeah. Most black women. Not all black women. Most of them.
Yeah, they got their few, like Oprah, that they give the right amount of money.
But, yeah, I love how...
Oprah, I don't think Oprah ever
Michael Jackson
underpaid in her
shaded... Life. He straight shaded Oprah Winfrey in this interview.
And it's circulating around the internet. And y'all can go find it on My Cool Jackson TV. let me take this back. Mm-hmm. I would bet my panties that this motherfucking YouTube channel is from one of his relatives. It's called My Cool Jackson TV, okay? So, Oprah did an interview with Michael Jackson years ago. And he shaded the fuck out of her, honey.
Straight shaded.
Y'all can listen to the interview.
I love that shit.
And this interview.
It was so motherfucking profound.
It was. But she's trying to ask him about some bullshit ass questions.
And she's looking at the producers like,
She kept trying to ask him questions and shit. So
yes, he was.
Y'all
he was like, it doesn't matter what I say, the shit's going to look at me bad. Like, they're going to look at me negatively. Yeah.
Right. But let's play that interview.
Why the singing?
She said, why the singing? And this is him.
Yeah. And that motherfucking beatbox, though.
When he started beatboxing, Oprah like, yeah. Yeah. She was getting into it. Then she looked at production like, you know what?
No, she was not getting into it. She's like, damn, I'm trying to talk to him. Like,
you were, like, in between shots, running off, conceiving the dance, choreographing the dance. You were up all night.
You singing.
Listen to her question. She said,
Play it again.
I know, right? Let's play it again. Because it's so profound, y'all.
Way profound. I love it.
This
is my bestest.
This is why Oprah always
lying. I didn't even know that. Yes, that bitch is lying like she looks.
She's an industry motherfucking rabbit.
She's an industry bitch.
She said, I'm saying wait. And he starts singing. Listen to what Oprah's saying.
For instance,
she's trying to like
still do the interview.
You know what? And this motherfucker is killing that beatboxing though.
Killing it
as anybody. It doesn't seem right.
Don't seem right or to matter,
huh? Conceiving the dance, choreographing the dance. You were up all night.
Cause I'm bothered every day. That ain't even the lyrics to the song. Y'all ain't even recognize that that wasn't even the lyrics to the song. Don't you?
It wasn't quite the lyrics to the song.
Yeah, he changed the lyrics to fucking tell her, bitch, don't you judge me.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Or my composure, because they lying every day. That's not the real lyrics to the song.
Day.
The real lyrics is
it was close.
They
though.
Lying to themselves.
And that they fucking beatbox though.
Day, though.
That beatbox.
He did not say it. They lying to themselves. He said, and when that interview was over, he said, because they lying every day, though, bitch. Don't you judge me.
I want to hear that shit again.
Don't you judge on my Capone.
Okay, one, the third time. The third time. One more time.
It'll be totally quiet so everybody can hear. But she was like, yeah. She was like, yeah.
Here before.
Just here before.
You know what? I mean, all the things ever printed in the tabloid, the only thing's ever been true is when they said I couldn't dance. It doesn't you were like in between shots, running off, conceiving the dance, choreographing the dance. You were up all night dancing.
And she didn't She was damn! Like, she was like,
oh my god!
She was like,
Yeah, she kept looking at the camera like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, but no, but her last little statement, she was like, and they, the last time I saw you, like, they always putting out in the tabloids, and they always putting out in the tabloids that, there's something that I know didn't happen because I was at rehearsal with you all night that night.
Man, right? Fuck
but bitch, what the fuck? Why would you ask me about it if you was at rehearsal with
right?
me all night? Why would you ask me about some shit
why
that came
are
out
you?
In the tabloids? Right.
Like he said.
Why would you ask me, though? But
it doesn't seem to matter what I say.
What
so
I
why
say.
Are you asking
and
me?
And it doesn't seem
why are you
right.
Asking?
It don't seem right, though.
Yeah,
why
right? Whatever I
bitch,
say, whatever I say, it's not going to make a difference.
There. That night with
he's
him,
like,
all
whatever
night,
I
while
say.
He was fucking rehearsing when the fucking tabloids.
Yeah,
came
he's like,
out
whatever
him,
I say,
back
it's not gonna be
somewhere
right.
Else,
it's not gonna be
well, why
what
would
you
ask
expect
me, about
me
that?
To say.
Right? Why would you ask me about that? And you know you was there all night
right?
with me at rehearsals.
Yeah,
and they didn't put out a story about me being somewhere else. Why would you fucking ask me that shit? Right. That just shows that everything that they said about Oprah is true. And she lying like she
yeah, she's a fucking industry whore.
She's an industry whore. She's
industry
an industry whore.
Puppet.
She's
industry
a puppet.
Puppet.
She puppets it around, bitch. I don't like her. And the way that she tried to shut Taraji
I still like
down
it all,
about.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Oprah for everything that
she got
does.
A job and she does it.
She does do her job, but she didn't have to ask that fake ass question. When you there with him all night, you with him all night. And they done put out a story about him the next day about him being somewhere else. But bitch, you there all night with him rehearsing. And you know he was there with you. Right. And then you gonna ask him a question. And that's why he started singing. Like, bitch, I just told you I wasn't
it
gonna answer that
matter.
Question before we got on stage. And it doesn't seem right. Okay, bitch, it don't seem right that you asked
and
this question. And we was
matter,
hanging all night.
It don't
right. make no sense, Oprah.
Okay, so
like,
I
why would she try to downgrade Taraji too, though?
And at this point, I'm looking to see what his nephew.
Mm.
What's the nephew's name again?
Nafar.
Nafar.
Nafar
I'm interested
Jackson.
To see what Nafar Jackson can do
in this new biopic.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
Yes,
and
I will watch
I,
that
I
shit. I will pay
it.
To see that shit.
I want to see it because the family is involved in this new biopic. Well, the only biopic that they've ever done of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Besides the, what was the Oprah documentary called?
Was the Oprah documentary? No, it
was
not.
Was it called Surviving Michael or something?
She
was a part of that.
Yes,
shit.
She was.
Yeah, she was like one of the executive
unfortunately,
producers.
She
but we
was
see
on
the interview.
Wrong side of history.
The wrong side.
She, right, way wrong side.
Especially when she just admitted that she was there when one of the accusations came out. She was with him all night.
Mm.
So why would you even be putting out a fucking documentary about him doing something he did not fucking do? Bitch, you was with him all night. Why would you ask me a question? She just said it in her own interview with him. I was there with you all night, and you was rehearsing all night, and then the next day this accusation came up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem right. Bitch, why would you ask me?
Right?
It doesn't seem right for you to even ask me, and we hung
so
together
why do
all
I
night.
Need to answer your question?
Why do I need to answer
well,
you?
Well, you already know.
Right, bitch, it don't seem right. He answering you in a fucking song. Because Michael speaks with his music.
Yes, he
and
does.
He always has.
Way.
Period.
Let's not talk about his of one of her favorite songs is what do you call it?
Every one of his songs, I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, he killed it.
Okay.
The one song he did when he went to Africa.
Okay, let's go to our artist of the day, because that kind of explains it like it is though too. So our artist of the day is gonna be Blue Cheese, and it's called
Blue Queso.
Oh, Blue Queso. That's BLOOQUESO. Yeah, because a lot of people trying to steal Cuss' name, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. But no, the name of the song is called Hell on Earth.
Particular.
No, it's actually two artists.
Okay, there's
yeah,
two?
Yeah,
okay,
it's two okay, artists. Okay. They call me Blue Cheese. The other one calls himself Blue Cheese, which is Cuss' name.
And Blue then Queso.
The other one calls himself Blue Queso, which is BLEU Queso. Okay. Because it's the original Blue Queso. His so name is BLOO.
Blueface and Blue Queso the same?
No, Blueface is different. I mean, at least it's different.
I'm just wondering.
It's not Blue Cheese. It's Blue It's Blue Face. It's not the same. It's not Blue Cheese. It's Blue Face. Okay, but Cuz been calling himself Blue Cheese
Queso.
For the last 20 years. 20 years, y'all.
It's not been quite 20 years. But it's not been, a long
been
ass
like 20 years. Blue Cheese been calling himself Blue Cheese for like 20 years before I even met my husband. That's 20 years.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's 20
what
years.
Y'all was saying out there on the porch.
Yeah, that's what okay. I was saying to him. That's 20 years. He been rapping, putting out music for the last, on YouTube for the last 15 years. So I don't even understand this new artist.
It's alright. It's
coming
it
out
happens.
Trying to steal his shit.
It happens.
Like, but they stealing his, not even his name. They trying to rap like him. Mm-hmm. Trying to dress like him. Sound
but it
like
still
him.
Happens.
Getting the same grills that Cuz got in his mouth. That's
oh
weird.
My God.
That's weird because he's not an industry artist. They think they have the right to steal his shit. And it's not.
Well, they steal everybody's shit.
Well, this song that Cuz did is called Blue Queso, and the name of the song, I mean, well, he's called Blue Queso, BLOOQUESO. And the name of the song is called
Earth
Hell
Blue
on
Cheese.
Earth. Hell on Earth, okay.
And this is hell, right here on Earth.
Check it out, y'all. Sometimes you ain't gotta be signed to sound professional,
right? Well,
you bleed like I bleed. Like
you just a man.
How many daughters he got now, though? Three. Because one daughter passed away.
Whatever you just said, I can't understand nothing you just said.
You just a man, so you bleed like I bleed. Don't fear nobody, I ain't spare nobody. My baby mama said he's saying she for me, so he's blessing from the take me from my seat. In the same breath, she said she for me, in the same breath she threatened to take me from my seat. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you know, that's crazy, man. That's real.
So you bleed like I bleed.
getting. You just a man, so you bleed like I bleed. Don't fear nobody, I ain't sparing nobody. My baby mama steady saying she for me. Tell us bless you, thrill and take me from my seat. My nigga gone, we used to thug in these streets. I'm living back in memories, I can't believe it. My baby girl, she looking down, is an angel. But these streets, they done turned me to a demon.
For real, these streets will turn you to a demon.
Yeah, for real. They will. You can be a good boy.
Some of this government, girl. Gone to Sleepy Studies. Oh, I say
Sleepy Studies.
Sleepy Stories. So our Sleepy Stories. Nappy Time Stories, honey. These Nappy Time Stories will make you turn into a demon, too. Because government hokum.
This house.
This nigga is going all the way to Texas. For what? For what, bitch? This motherfucking government hokum is going to motherfucking Texas talking about he's
why
fighting.
Why is he going to Texas, though?
Girl, because he said he is fighting for the Texas border control.
Man.
Yeah, he's fighting for the Texas border control.
He on some fucking shit.
Dude. I mean, are we in a war with South America that I didn't know about?
That's Central America.
Central? Are we in a war with them?
Yes. We don't want them to come here. No. That's
Where's the war? That's the Republicans. The Republicans are trying to start a war with motherfucking Central and South America. This shit's crazy, y'all. So, according to Fox 59, or Indy Store, wherever y'all want to get y'all, Indianapolis news from, our Nappy Time story is centered around Indiana Governor Hokum plans to join.
And that
Texas
nigga can't
government.
Even get reelected though right now, because he already did his 8 years.
Yeah, he needs to go about his business, because he's saying he plans to join. I don't know what's going on over there, y'all. But
I don't know.
Government Eric Hokum plans to join
governor
Texas governor. I said governor.
But why though?
Did I say governor?
Yes, you. No, no. Yeah.
I said government. Okay, Governor Eric Hokum plans to join Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I tell him stop sucking dick.
Abbott at a joint press conference today, along with 13 other governors, Republican governors, who've backed government Abbott in his fight with the feds over securing the border in Texas.
Okay.
With Mexico, though. Who's fighting Mexico?
Nobody's fighting Mexico in our country. Why would they fight Mexico?
The battle is over, honey. There was never a battle. Yeah, it was. Wasn't it a battle?
They love using the Mexicans when they need a fucking, what do you call it? A maid or a nurse. But when it comes to, like, who coming across the border, there's too many people over there. So, I cannot.
But Texas have put up $11 billion initiative called the Operation Lone Star, girl.
They wasting their time.
To put up barbed wire fences between Texas and Mexico.
Get over them barbed wire fences.
In Mexico. What type of world are we living in? Are we not all American?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all American? Is Mexico America?
Mexicans are Americans, yes.
They are Americans. Are they not Americans?
Yes, they're Americans.
Did we all not build this country on our backs? Especially brown and black
everybody.
People.
Especially. No, I ain't talking especially
these,
brown and black
I'm not
folks.
Talking about these white teen people. They live and lavish off of what we did.
Honey, okay, they, we ain't gonna get into that.
To this day, they living lavish off of what we did for this country.
We're not even going to get into it, Gina.
What you got to say about it?
Fuck the mother hoes.
Because I'm down for my bitches. Okay? I'm just saying, I'm down for my bitches.
I ride for my bitches.
I die for my niggas, honey. Because this motherfucking shit is wrong. And why he out there going to motherfucking Texas, this bitch need to be worried about.
Because he ain't going to be elected next year. In 2024, he's not on the ballot in 2024.
What is he doing this year, though? He's not even fucking fixing the streets. The streets is fucked.
The streets is fucked.
It's potholes
everywhere. Way, way, way fucked.
It's trash everywhere.
Like, everywhere.
Indianapolis ain't never looked but like this.
But he looking like, but this oh, nigga, I can't be elected as governor.
So I'm going to try to run for president.
Yeah. Like, or going to run for president. Something. Like, maybe he's going to run for...
This dude don't even live here. He don't even live in Indianapolis.
Why would he?
He's disgusting to me. I just can't get jiggy with this motherfucker.
Okay, fuck like, that nigga.
Why would you try to fucking go to Texas and rally for a motherfucker right? when you not even doing the shit that needs to be done for your own city?
No, he's for your not. Own state. He's not doing shit.
What are you doing?
But honestly,
he disgusts me.
He Indianapolis who has voted been for doing him? Good with a Republican governor and a Republican.
What have been doing good at? Because we already talked about the
it's
money.
It's all about
what
money.
What is the average income of an Indianapolis family?
Oh my God, we're not gonna talk about
of
this
an
shit.
Indianapolis worker.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's $54,000.
That's ridiculous.
Of the average
I
working,
thought it was 48.
48. Yeah. Oh my God, it's not even 54, you guys. It's $48,000.
That's crazy.
For the average worker in Indiana, the average single person in Indiana makes $28,000
a year.
$28,000
a year.
The average rent is
$1,200.
It's $1,200 for an apartment or a rent in a house. That's the average
monthly rent.
And this motherfucker want to be in Texas rallying for something?
Rallying
for your city, bitch. God damn it, these people can't even pay their motherfucking bills. Because the cost of living in Indiana does
it's
not match the minimum wage. It does not match the living wage that we are working off of in this
and
city.
And even when back in the day...
The average person, I'm not going to say we, that the average person is working off in this city. That's their income. Their income is for a family that's $48,000. And that's for working families.
Wait, nobody makes $48,000 here. That's a single male.
Oh, that's a single male.
That was single male.
That ain't even a family. That's a single male worker.
Yeah.
And then the average female worker is making $28,000 averagely.
So that's
the
a
rent
big
is $1,200. That's a month. That's a month, honey. They can't even live. But you out here
nobody
talking about
can live out here.
That the Texas governor could put up a fucking barbed wire fence. You want to talk about barbed wire fences, though? It's trash all over 71st Street. It's trash everywhere all over 71st Street. But you worried about the Texas border? It's
fucked.
38th Street is fucked. Potholes. This motherfucking blue line, purple line that they
hey,
built.
Hey, good luck with your presidential campaign, Holcomb.
Purple line that they built in. And you worried about a barbed wire fence in Texas. You worried about doing a fucking press conference for a barbed wire fence in Texas and your own city ain't even handled.
Right?
And they talking about in Lawrence Township that they didn't
it's
have to
on,
put up
oh my God,
metal detectors
right? metal detectors.
For the kids coming in school because it's an influx of brown and black kids going to that school.
But mind you, what demographic?
What demographic
is shooting up schools?
What demographic is
what
shooting up?
What demographic is shooting up
Governor
schools?
Governor Holcomb. What demographic?
Governor
is
Holcomb
shooting up
Lawrence Township.
Lawrence
who is
Township,
actually shooting up schools?
It's not the brown and black kids that you have in your area now. It is the YT kids that are shooting up them schools in our area, in
yes.
our city,
yes.
in our city.
Yes.
But what are y'all
all
doing
day motherfucking
it?
Long.
Y'all not doing nothing to stop these YT kids shooting up schools, but y'all want to stop the Texas border? Y'all want to support the Texas border? Y'all want to stop
man,
so-called
girl,
quote unquote
don't
immigrants?
Don't even try to reconcile the shit. Don't even try to.
Or make sense of
all, don't make sense
make
of it.
Make it make sense.
Because it doesn't make sense.
There's no sense in
it. Why? Why when your majority of students become people of color, you want to
put a metal detector in the
Lawrence. But nobody wants to put a metal detector anywhere, even though we know for a fact, scientifically, that YT kids
are the ones shooting up
to
school. In our area.
Yes.
In our area.
And everywhere. In the whole United States.
Yeah, but mostly in our area. I'm just saying.
Why was it not in our area?
I'm saying we predominantly
have monthly,
in our area.
We have not had school shooting in our area.
No, but when we do have school shootings in Indiana, it's the YT kids.
No, it's always the YT kids.
It's always the
100%.
YT kids. But because there's an influx of black and brown kids in Lawrence Township, now yeah. they want to put up metal detectors.
Exactly.
Which is, it's really
it's
crazy.
It's like some bullshit.
It's disgusting. It's kind of like they're trying to put up the border with
exactly.
with the fucking fences and barbed wire fences in Texas like that. Bitches, people is catching planes over here nowadays.
Right? You don't got to, you know, you don't got to cross
border. What is
the border
control going to do?
What the fuck you got across the border?
They got planes now. We got planes.
It's been planes. It's been planes. It's not something new.
But for him to be down in today, him to be down today trying to do a conference with 14 other Republicans talking about some motherfucking border barbed wire fences when your motherfucking ass can't even clean these motherfucking streets up in our city.
Right? And you all the way in Texas.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You're not going to get elected next year because you cannot. Because
he can't.
Because he did his 8 years.
Who voted for him?
Governor Holcomb did his 8 years.
Like, get your ass out of here. I might be canceled for this shit, you know, in Indiana or whatever.
Who cares?
Did he give Mike Epps the key to the city?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Governor Holcomb gave Mike Epps the key to the city, you know.
But it's cool.
Really
it's strange. Cool. And we're going to,
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about Mike Epps.
Here.
I hope Mike Epps won't vote for this bitch. Maybe he just gave him the key. Just,
no,
you know,
he's not
successful.
Voting. No, he's not voting.
He don't even live here. Do Mike Epps live here?
No,
I don't think he really lives
in L.A.
Right. Like I said, Governor Holcomb don't live here. Eric Holcomb don't fucking live in Indianapolis. And motherfucking Mike Epps don't live in this bitch neither.
But this motherfucker, he making money?
Yeah, he put money back in the city. He is. He's doing that. He's bringing shows to the city and, you know, corporations to the fucking city, you know. But really, HGTV was here before Mike Epps came. But whatever the case.
It was.
Need to sit the fuck down and have several seats. I can't get cheeky with this bitch. This bitch is disgusting to me. It's disgusting.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Honestly,
Unbothered.
And as always, remain unbothered. Okay? Because people gonna try to hate. You know what I'm saying? And we all know what hate stands for. What does hate stand for again?
I don't know. You tell me.
Having anger towards everybody reaching success, motherfucker.
Yes.
And they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. They gon' be mad.
Y'all get.
If you ain't got no haters, alright.